Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, a lot. Can y'all hear us?
Better.
Yeah, good, good. I hope we stay that way.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got another caller.
Good evening, Auntie Janet.
Good evening, yes.
Good
evening.
Okay, I'll pick up reading in numbers 4 while we await for others to join in. And we're still speaking on the Levites' responsibilities. And God said to Moses and Aaron, take a census of the quartiles, divisions of the Levites' tribes. This census will be to all males. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm picking up in 4, but I'm in 16. I'm sorry. Aaron's son Ezra shall be responsible for the oil of the light and the sweet incense and the daily grain and the anointing oil. In fact, the supervision of the entire tabernacle and everything in it will be his responsibility. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, don't let the family of the Kohites destroy themselves. This is what you must do so that they will not die when they carry the most holy thing. Aaron and his son shall go in with them and point out what each is to carry. Otherwise, they must never enter the sanctuary for even a moment, lest they look at the sacred objects there and they will die. And the Lord said to Moses, take a census of the Gershonite divisions of the tribe of the Levites, all the men between the ages of 30 and 50 who are eligible for the sacred work of the tabernacle. These will be their duties. They will carry the curtains of the tabernacle itself and the covering, the goatskin roof, and the curtains for the tabernacle. They are also to carry the drapes covering the courtyard fence and the curtain across the entrance of the courtyard that surrounds the altar and the tabernacle. They will also carry the altar, the ropes, and all the accessories. They are fully responsible for the transportation of these items. Aaron's or any of his sons may assign the Gershonite task to them, but the Gershonite will be directly responsible to Aaron's son, Ithamar. Now, take a census of the Merari divisions and the Levites' tribes. All the men from 30 to 50 are eligible for the tabernacle service. When the tabernacle is moved, they are to carry the frames of the tabernacle, the bars, the base, the frames, for the courtyard fence, for the base, pegs, the cords, everything else connected with their use and repair. Assign duties to each man by name. The Merari division will also report to Aaron's son, Ithamar. So Moses and Aaron and the other leaders took a census of the Kohathite division, including all the men 30 to 50 years of age who was eligible for the tabernacle service, and found that the total number was 2,750. And all this was done to carry out the Lord's instruction to Moses. A similar census of the Gershon division totaled 2,630, and the Merari division 3,200. Thus Moses and Aaron and the leaders of Israel found that the total of all the Levites who were 30 to 50 years old and were eligible for the tabernacle service and transportation was 8,580. This censor was taken in response to the Lord's instruction to Moses. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. We didn't have any more callers, so Loretta, turn it over to me to the call.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line, so if everyone would bow their head, please.
Heavenly Father, we come to you on one accord in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you to destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Okay, I'm leading the meeting, Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. I will go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I'm going to come out of you at Psalms 2. Why do the heathen conspire and the people plot in vain? The king of the earth take their stand, and all the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their feathers. The one enthroned in heaven laughed. The Lord scoffed at them. Then he rebuked them in his anger and terrified them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like potter. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that read and Hubert.
Loretta, before you move forward, we have another call. Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Amen. Okay, next I have Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Philippians. And then somebody said, thank you, Lord. While parents are excited by the birth of a child, there is an even greater joy to be experienced when the child grows up to become a vital and productive member of the church and society. Parents are able to breathe a sigh of relief when they see their children with minds with are able, able to bring parents mind made up to serve the Lord. When they see that kid on the straight and narrow, they can say, thank you, Lord. Although he was a spiritual rather than a biological parent. Paul tells the church of Philippi that he thanked God for them, for they are not mature parents in the faith, but him. Paul had started the church and nurtured the membership. Now in spirit in Rome. He received reports that they are growing in their knowledge of the word, their commitment to the Lord, the love for each other, and their commitment serving to God. Their commitment to the Lord is so great that Paul expressed confidence that because of their submission, God who began a good work in them, we carry it on to the completion until the day of Christ Jesus. As your spirit mother or father look at your Christian walk, they will be able to say, "Thank you, Lord." Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that
reading,
Mom.
Before you move on, we have another caller. We have Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, we're moving right along here. Next I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share the names of God. But before I share those, I have my son Michael on the other line.
Good evening, Michael.
Michael, okay.
He said he's not feeling well. I told him he's on the prayer line. And
good evening.
Good evening. Good
evening.
We don't do the prayer for the sick after everyone has given that good news. So if you want to hold on, if not, Michael, we'll still pray for you.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, my good news again is from the names of God, and the name of God is Holy Spirit. So God is a spirit. There is anybody can go. God is not. It will be futile to try to hide or run away. Because of the function of God, the Spirit, this is not the person of the Godhead. And focus on our prayers and thoughts of God. When we look through a clear, clean window, we don't usually think about the window. We tend to focus on and think about what we see through the window. The Holy Spirit is like the window. Because the Spirit is there, we are able to see the Father and the Son. How much and how clearly would we see if the window were not there? Come, O Creator, Spirit blessed, in our hearts take up thy rest. Spirit of grace with heavenly aid, come to the source thou hast made. Us, the Father, Holy One, help us to know the eternal Son. Spirit divine, forevermore, we will trust and thee adore. O Holy Spirit, breath of God, you are the great communicator and illuminator. We today worship you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, God. Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Next I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, not standing in the way of sinners, not sitting in the seat of the scold, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whosoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, not sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot.
Is it Daniel?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Anybody with you?
Hey,
welcome to the prayer line. Okay,
we're
moving right along.
I'm sorry?
I got one of my buddies.
I got two with me today.
Okay, their name?
Q. Phew. Yeah, Phew. Call him Q. The one of the fellas I had last time,
Oh, okay. I thought you said you had two people with you. That's just as you
said.
Okay, I got it. Okay, welcome to the prayer line. Okay, moving on to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Come back to her. Come back to Angela.
All right.
Come back to Angela.
Okay, no problem. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of the book of John, starting with chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of the blood, not of the will of flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and he cried, saying, this is he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see. Auntie Janet, I didn't fully understand what you were saying about Micah. Did he want to speak during this round or the next round? Or is he just a listener?
He's just a listener. In fact,
okay.
He's not feeling well. Okay.
Okay. All right. Daniel, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I just like to say I was blessed yesterday to have Clarissa over here. And a couple of people I want to ask Sick and Sad in here too, Angel.
Okay.
And the Q family. The Cheetah family. Because
I'm sorry, the Who family?
The Cheetah family. Q is what I said. Q. His last name is Cheetah, so the Cheetah family to the prelate.
Okay.
Because his brother's going through the thing. Right
okay.
Now he's at Georgia Regional.
Right?
He's at Georgia Regional right now, and they're trying to diagnose him to get him back well, and it's a lot of strain on him, you know.
Okay. Okay. All right.
You know, y'all know I'm taking give me paid over birthday.
You haven't got me yet.
You just hold on. It's coming.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Daniel, thank you for that information. And that would take me to Q. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah. I feel like God brought me to be with Dan this Sunday and just enjoy his company. I just want to thank God right now since we got all the angels around and tell him that thank him for all his grace and thank him for what he's doing. We're just waiting on him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, for sharing that with us, too. Let's see here. Angela, are you ready to share the good news?
Yes. Coming out of the Daily Word. I am blessed with an understanding, heart, and mind. Understanding. Solomon realized that in order to be an effective king, he needed the understanding to lead the people of Israel. When the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked what should be given him, Solomon chose understanding. It was through understanding that all else was added to him and that he was able to be a great, prosperous king.
Can you hear?
Understanding is for us today, for it is a gift from God. With understanding, we see the overall picture of life. We have that mountaintop experience of being able to comprehend the vastness and the diversity of life. Solomon asked only for understanding, but God also bestowed riches and honor on him. Like Solomon, when we have true understanding, all other things are added. The gift of understanding richly blesses us. And then in prayer, First Kings 3:12, behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. We're at the part of our program where we recognize our sick and shut-in, so if everyone would bow their head, please. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry for the long delay. He was giving me last-minute information. I don't even know why I'm listening to him. But I am a child of God, so I had to respect that. Okay. Sick and shut in. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praise. Father God, we thank you for all the works that you are doing for Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, Sister Shirley and family, Angela and family. I'm sorry, that's Angel and family, Leonard and family, Reggie and family, DeVerna family, Lenny and family, Dwight, Tuan and family, the Lowe's family, the Hurd family, the Allen family, John Moore and family, the Cody family, Ronnie McClure, the Simmons family, SMA and family, Cheryl and family, Carlos and the Wells family, DeMarcus, Brian, Tony, Malachi, Eric, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Katrina and family, the Beck family, the Peters family, the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, Miss Brown and family, Mr. Q family, Miss Hoffman family, Desert Kendrick and family, Ruth Edwards, Michael and family, Doretha and Jesse Verner, the Hurd family, Vanessa and family, the Item family, Marilyn and family, Mary Ann and family, Tyrone and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give each and every one of the sick and shut in the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Father God, we pray for your healing hands to touch each and every one of them in a mighty way. And we thank you daily for all the work that you do for our sick and shut in. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we have reached. Oh, and I forgot to add Joseph to the sick and shut in. I'm sorry, that's what he was telling me too.
And Mac and Mike and Miss.
I'm sorry.
Dennis' baby son, Michael. Micah,
add
him.
Micah, yes, thank you.
Micah, yeah. I had it wrong. I said Michael in family, but Micah?
Yes, Micah.
Okay. All right. Part of our program is where we recognize birthdays. And we're looking at the week of November 12th. Through the 18th. Any birthdays that we need to recognize for that week?
Adriana.
Jonathan Griffin.
Okay, Jonathan.
Griffin.
Griffin.
13th. Mm-hmm.
13th. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Name Beth, you were saying somebody's name, Adriana.
Adriana William 15th.
Okay.
We have a Shauna.
Y'all know my struggle. Auntie Betty.
Daniel, we got you. You said so Shauna Angela.
Shauna, uh-huh.
Okay.
This is Michael
right.
On the Loretta, Michael on the
14th.
Michael?
Yeah, on the 14th. Okay, so we have John Adriana and Lashana and Michael birthdays. And Mom, would you do us the honor and sing the birthday song tonight?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. All of you. Amen.
And,
amen. Thank you for the birthday song, Mom. Okay, we're moving on to our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. We'll go down the list. If you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read Psalm 37, 1 through 6. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou enemy against the worker of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither at the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shall be fed. The life of they thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thy heart. Commit thy ways into the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness at the light, and thy judgment at the noonday. Amen.
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 Thank you. And that out of Psalms, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Next, I'll move on to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you'd like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to sing a song tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He got the whole world in his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got my father and my mother. In his hand, he got my brother and my sister. In his hand, he got my son and my daughter. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the sun and the rain. In his hand, he got the moon and the stars. In his hand, he got the wind and the cloud. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the rivers and the mountains. In his hand, he got the ocean and the sea. In his hand, he got you and got me. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got everybody here. In his hand, he got everybody there. In his hand, he got everybody everywhere. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, praise God.
Man, praise
God. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Okay, moving along, I have Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming to you. I have a song, Psalms 22. A good name is more desirable than great riches. His name is better than silver gold. Rich people have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. Humility and the fear of the Lord being wealth and honor and life. In the paths of the wicked lie thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, any praise report, testimony, song, a poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share the prayer for my red book.
Amen.
Humbling yourself before the Lord. Prayer. We give you our heart. I'm sorry, we give our hearts to you, Lord. Please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. For us to look straight ahead and seek you every day. With our ears, let us hear, Lord, every time you call. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We will obey your law. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise. We worship you, Lord, all our blessed deeds. Our mouth we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Lord. Now we are living free. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Aunt Janet, out of
the
red book. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, next I'll go to Daniel. Any praise report, song, testimony, poem you want to share with the group?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to let you read something for me because, you know, I can't get through a verse without weeping. So,
I'll let you pass this second time.
No.
Read it yourself. But go ahead, Q.
Give me 1 minute. Oh yes. He's gonna read what he was told for me. Psalm 1.
Okay.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. Psalms 1.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. And Dania, we got you on call next week. Okay, moving right along. Let's see here. I have Mom. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, a poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Now, I'm coming out of Hebrew 12, and I'm reading from 1 to 5.
The whole thing.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily beset us, and let us run the perseverance, the race marked out for us. Let us stick our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfectness of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorned his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endures such opposition from sinful men so that you will now grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of sharing your blood, and you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addressed you as son. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. And I will go next, and I have a poem I would like to share. And it's by Linda Grazulis, and verification is out of Limitation 3. Oh. God has a way of loving. God has a way of loving when the world seems to pull you down. His arm will reach out and hug you. His hands will sorrow abound. God has a way of uplifting a heart that has been broken in two. He'll heal and mend each heartache with a touch of heavenly glue. God has a way to comfort when grief overshadows the way. He speaks of hope and resurrection and sends sunshine to brighten each day. Don't ask me how God does it, but he'll never let you down. Just keep focused on his very special love, and you'll be so glad you kept him around. God has a way of loving that's very unique indeed. You'll never fully understand it, but just trust him, and you'll see. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, moving on to Angela.
Hello.
Angela, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul says yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul. Amen.
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 Yes, amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Angela, for that beautiful song.
Yeah.
Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we're doing the closing prayer. But before we go into the closing prayer, is there anything anyone would like to share? And Daniel, you cannot speak about your birthday again. Anything anyone else would like to share?
Loretta. Crew want to say something. He said he didn't get a.
Okay, go ahead. I wasn't sure.
Hey, we're on my birthday.
Okay, I do want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday day. Everybody say happy birthday day.
Happy birthday.
Dad said happy birthday, his birthday all month. He been calling me every 5 minutes asking me for money. I don't owe him. Happy birthday, Dad.
Amen. 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 Oh, thank you for that song, too. I know who to go to next when I need a birthday singer. Amen. Amen. Okay, did I hear Auntie Janet wanted to share something?
I just wanted to ask you if you would add my sister-in-law's husband to the prayer list. He's in the hospital. He had a stroke. And they have a feeding tube, and he's not doing too well.
And his name?
It's my sister-in-law, Joanne. Joanne, she's the one who visits Brother Jens. Brother Jens is ill.
I'm sorry, Brother
May
what?
Know her. May know his wife, Joanne.
Yeah.
But she said with Brother Gentle.
Right.
So his
right.
name is Charlie. The husband's name is Charlie.
Charlie.
He's in the hospital. Not doing well.
Okay. Anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Okay. All right. Is everyone with bow there? Well, actually, I have something I would like to share. I would like to welcome Micah, and we will keep you in our prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And
amen.
We thank
amen.
You for joining us again, and we welcome the both of you back, Micah and Q, anytime on a Sunday afternoon. And we will be sharing a special prayer for Charlie throughout
thank
this
you. Week.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head, Angela will come to us with the closing prayer.
Each and every one of us is going through something right now, but God is getting ready to bless you in a way that only He can. So just keep the faith. Father God, we ask you to bless our friends and relatives and those that we care deeply for. Show them a new revelation of your love and power. Holy Spirit, we ask you to minister to their spirit at this very moment. Where there is pain, give them your peace and mercy. Where there is self-doubt, release a renewed confidence through your grace. Where there is need, I ask you to fulfill their needs. Bless their homes, families, finances, they're going and they're coming. This prayer is so powerful, and it is one of the best gifts we receive. There is no cost, but a lot of rewards. Let's continue to pray for one another. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Amen.
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 God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you, and good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Night, have a blessed week. Pain, distress, and then instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady facing and then making the move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous. But that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
satisfy the journey. What happens to us is nearly as important as God does in us.